Welcome to iHeartMedia Communities. I'm Heather White from 98.1 KBET, and I have Suzanne Potts with me. Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, Miss Heather. Thanks for having me on.
I'm very happy to have you here to talk today about the Autism Film Festival, AutFest Texas 2017. Let's talk about it. This is your second year doing it.
Yes.
We're very excited.
Let's do the basics
first, and then we'll talk a little bit more about details.
Okay, so basics first. It's Sunday, November 12th at Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar.
Awesome.
We also have a little party at the Highball in between. So if you want a little break in between films, we've planned a VIP reception, casino games, silent auction, all kinds of fun in between, all to raise awareness about autism through film.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because there's been a lot more... I guess an opportunity to find out about autism through movies and television and things like that. And so this is a really good opportunity for you to go. Maybe you wonder about it. Go ahead.
Exactly. I was going to say there's some great shows on right now, too, with Atypical on Netflix. And you've got The Good Doctor.
How is The Good Doctor? I haven't watched it yet.
People, of course, their first reaction is like, well, my kid's never going to be a surgeon. But it's, again, raising awareness about the pragmatics, I guess, of autism are some of the basic things that he struggles with around sensory issues and perseveration, communication issues. I think they really capture that well.
That's
good. You can kind of set aside the fact that he's trying to be a surgeon.
Right.
But how they tell his backstory very well. And there's some really interesting like drama that happens. So
oh,
I like it.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I know I've had a bunch of people, whenever you have autism in your family, like I do and like Suzanne does, anytime anything autism related comes out in the news, everyone sends it to you.
Right.
And they ask you, what's your opinion on this thing? And so many people have asked me about The Good Doctor, and I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. My mom was telling me, said she liked the fact that he didn't like to make eye contact.
Yes.
And she thought that was just, that's kind of a basic one, but still really legit.
Right.
And so that's nice and refreshing.
Yeah. I feel like Freddie Highmore's done a tremendous job. I know our Autism Society of America just had an interview with him, and he talked about the things he did to learn to, you know, play a person with autism. You know, I would love to see autistic actors, you know, in some of these roles, but certainly he's done a really nice job of capturing some of those basic autistic like traits and behaviors. So I think that's nice.
So let's talk a little bit about the film festival and what's going on. Some of the movies. Give us one of my favorites is going to be there, which is the Temple Grandin movie.
Me too. We're doing a throwback film as the first film at 12:30. Temple Grandin is just incredible. And we're actually working with her. A little sneak peek. We're going to, I think, have a video from her.
Cool.
I know. We're very excited. So she has just got such an incredible story to tell. And Claire Danes becomes her in that film.
So powerful. And so good.
It shows how well like her visual thinking skills are in such a remarkable way. I just love the film. So that's our first film. And then right after that, we have a Women with Autism panel.
Excellent.
I think that's something we talk about boys because boys are four times more likely to be diagnosed with autism. And in girls, autism presents so differently, but we don't want to forget them. And so this is the year of Girl Strong, like girl power. And we're excited to have a really awesome women's panel talking about autism and what it's like to be a woman with autism.
And I got to tell you, it's so nice. My kids are now 14 and almost 17. And the 14-year-old is, you know, classic autism, and the 17-year-old is really high-functioning Asperger's girl. And she, exactly like you say, presented very differently. We didn't even get a diagnosis on her till she was 11 or 12, where we knew him when he was 3.
Right.
And what I love is, now that she's old enough, she'll tell me firsthand how things feel and how her brain is working, and when I say things to her, how it feels to her. And that is just,
that's
so
awesome.
To have a panel of people talking about that, it's just going to be fantastic.
Yeah, we have just discovered through, we have a women's group, and we call it Girls with Autism, but it's for women and young women and children and families talking about specific girl issues. And so that really elevated for us the need to talk more about women and, you know, some of the specific things that women do. But we've got a woman on the panel who's married. We've got just some really interesting women out there, and so we're excited for that.
I didn't even say Suzanne Potts, Executive Director of the Autism Society of Texas, and you can, what's the website again?
It's TexasAutismSociety.org, and the Film Festival has its own website. It's AutismFilmFest.org as
okay,
well.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
So people are like, well, what do you mean you have a group? Well, it's not going to be on Film Fest Day, but they have groups that meet all other times. And the website, the TexasAutismSociety.org website, is great and chock full of resources and great meetings and great groups and great things to get involved with. And it's just awesome. So what other shows are going to be during the film festival?
So we have a series of short films as well. We asked for folks to submit films that were shorter than 10 minutes and either with people with autism that show them in a positive light or about autism in a way that's really unique, or by autistic filmmakers.
Neat.
And so, yeah, we have a really diverse blend of short films. So we'll have a short film viewing in between there.
Cool.
And then we're showing Swim Team, which is a really cool film that came out last year. And it's a swim team, a Special Olympic swim team made up of entirely young men. And there's a young girl in there, too, with autism. And they're awesome.
I think I heard about this one on the news, and the guy who's coaching him said, I want the parents to know that their kids can do things.
Yes.
And that just, that was like a punch in the gut that got me. So it was so good.
Yes. The whole film is like that. There's some hard parts, there's some sad parts, but definitely it's motivating and powerful and makes you just smile from ear to ear. So we just loved it. We thought it was such a powerful film. And then our final film is Autism and Love. And we actually have one of the stars coming, Lindsay. Is from our national office, and she is a young woman with autism, and it's a documentary style film about four different individuals and their quest for love.
Oh, wow.
Tearjerker, heartwarming, all at once. So it's like really highs and lows and crying and smiling all at once.
Well, and it's really hard. Gosh, just understanding what people mean, and then you think, I'm going to throw autism on top of that.
Exactly.
Where social skills are some of the toughest things that those kids and those grown-ups have to overcome. I just can't even imagine how challenging it is. I'm a teenage girl who's going through teenage girl love stuff. And boy, I say, I don't know what to tell her. Is it teenage girl stuff? Is it Asperger's? You know, it's challenging no matter what.
It really is. You know, I always say love is a four-letter word in the best of ways. And I'm happily married. And, you know, love is hard. And so I think for as humans, it's difficult. But the human experience layered with autism makes it a uniquely challenging thing. And people with autism, what we say all the time is they're just like you and me.
Yeah.
Right? They want to find love. They want to be loved. Maybe touch is an issue for them. So intimacy may be difficult, or maybe sexuality issues come up. Communication, though, is the root of all things.
Yeah.
And so if you have a communication disorder and you have challenges with that, it really makes the love aspect, you know, difficult.
And it's hard, too, because you know this from your kids. A lot of times we have to be very explicit about stuff. And when you're talking about a love relationship, being explicit and being forthcoming and saying, I want this, I need this, I don't like this, makes people uncomfortable.
Yes.
And makes the whole relationship thing feel even more unsteady. And so, but that's what our kids need, and that's what the grown-ups need, too.
Yeah, it's very transactional in some ways. You have to just be very literal and explain things, and that's not always how love is or you know, how it works, unfortunately. So, and that's one of the things that the show Atypical really does a nice job of showing. He wants to have a girlfriend, and in his quest to find a girlfriend, he lays out a list of this is how you do it.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
So it's very, again, I think it shows the methodical thoughtfulness that some of our folks have. Maybe the very literal thinking can really present a challenge if you're just trying to fall in love and like hold hands and go to a movie.
And some people don't like to hold hands.
Somebody don't like to touch. Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny because I people ask me about my kids a lot and ask about touch specifically. Right. And, you know, my son is surprisingly touchy. He likes to touch, but it has to be on his terms. Same with my daughter.
Yep.
If I touch her and I haven't warned her, she does not like it.
Yes.
However, if she wants a hug, man, she's going to hug me for like 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
And it's, again, it's on her term. Same with the sensory input too.
Yes.
If it's their sensory, if they're making it loud, if they're making it crazy, that's okay. But if it's coming from something they can't control, you know, it's a real challenge.
It's startling. Yeah. So there's sensory seekers and there's sensory avoiders. And then a lot of them are a blend of both. So it does become a challenge.
It
and
is.
When are we avoiding and when are we seeking here?
That's
so
awesome.
Our film festival is sensory friendly. And so by that, it's the Alamo. We are allowing folks, we're going to dim the lights, but not completely darken.
Okay.
The volume will be turned down, so it won't be so blaringly loud.
Throw you in the back of your seat.
Right. Yeah. And if people need to get up and move around during our film, you know, Alamo typically has a very rigid, you know, policy on movements and things like that, or just making noise in a movie theater. But in this sense, we're working with them, and they have their new Alamo for All, which is lovely, and they really opened the doors for our families with autism to go to the movie. So
that's
kudos
so cool.
to Alamo Draft House. Yeah,
that's
we just
good.
Love them.
So what's happening at the Highball?
So the Highball is where a lot of fun's going to happen. We've got a few more shorts. We're doing awards for our filmmakers of the short short films. There are karaoke rooms if people want to go sing and get their jam on.
Okay.
We've got food. food and drinks. So we're going to have a Tito's signature drink, which we're very excited about.
Yay.
Shout out to Tito's.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to be having some fun. We've got casino games coming in.
Cool.
We'll do a silent auction, some amazing gifts from Kendra Scott. A lot of the local eateries have donated gift cards.
Excellent.
Like Uchi and Eberly. Yep. And then we have Disneyland tickets and some fun, like, just fun stuff to win.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then just talking more about autism, we have a couple short films to show and, you know, just having some fun, taking a break from our films and then getting back at 7 o'clock into our
next
film.
That's cool. So when somebody buys a ticket, is it like per movie or what's the deal?
Nope. The $75 ticket price covers any of the movies. So they can go all day. They can sit and join us from, you know, 12:30 at noon all the way till 10 p.m.
Awesome.
So it's just a one, you know, this is our fundraiser. So they get a pass for the whole time.
And same with the party as well?
The party, yep. It's a reduced price fee, but they can come in just for the party if that's what they choose to do.
Cool.
We can do the combo and do both.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And if somebody wants to get tickets, are you guys taking volunteers or anything too? Or do you?
We have volunteer. We have a list
on our
website. Yeah. So if you go to the Autism Film Fest, you'll see a link for volunteers.
Okay.
And then we have just ticket prices. Everything's right there on the website, autismfilmfest.org.
So give us an idea of what's coming up with the Autism Society of Texas. Do you have anything coming up for the holidays, maybe?
We do. Well, in San Antonio, we have our annual holiday party, which is a lot of fun. Last year, we had about 400 families show up, and we gave out toys, and Santa came,
Neat.
And it was just lots of fun. So we'll be doing that again. We also have Dream Week events in San Antonio coming up, so we're going to do an adult panel there. We've got our bike ride and fun run coming up next year, as well as the marathon. We're partnering with the marathon again because it was so much fun to have an autism team.
And that's so in February,
that's
right?
That's in February.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our first quarter, like, we don't rest. We have like a week in between, but December, we just kind of gear up for the new year. And, you know, we're statewide now, so we have lots of opportunities across the state to connect with families.
That's awesome. So you and I talk, we're like old hat at this, but if somebody is a newly diagnosed family, where do they start?
They start by getting, I think, information. It's mm-hmm. overwhelming to try to figure out where to navigate. And that's one of the things we do best, I feel like, is helping families navigate autism. So we have people that you can call our office, our information referral specialist will answer questions and help you triage what those first steps are. For some people, it's speech therapy or
sure.
occupational therapy. For others, it's getting into ABA or just trying to figure out who to call first.
Right.
So
it is overwhelming.
Yeah, that's what sets us apart from other autism organizations is we have people that you can talk to.
Like actual humans?
Actual humans,
that's
not
awesome.
A robot. Yeah. No, it is actually a human on the line, and we will call or email you back and have that conversation. And you can call back. That the hard thing about autism is it's a lifespan.
Yes.
Kids with autism grow up to be adults with autism.
Right.
But we're here through the lifespan. And so that's one of the things about our organization is we don't say we're only going to help you until you're three.
Right.
We help all ages, all stages.
And that's awesome. And I love
yes.
that about the Autism Society of Texas, that you guys are doing stuff for all ages. So one more time, let's talk details of the film festival. It's coming up in just a few weeks.
Yes. Sunday, November 12th, starting at 12:30, our doors open at Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. We will be there till 10 p.m. So it's a whole day of fun and activities with the three films we're showing and the VIP reception and casino night in between at the Highball.
And the website?
The website is autismfilmfest.org or texasautismsociety.org.
Awesome. Suzanne Potts, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.